there is no law.
There's a 68.71% chance you're right.
Most illogical.
Punching another hole into the podcast universe. This is the DC Fusion Podcast, brought to you by the number one conspiracy and alternative discussion site on the internet, AboveTopSecret.com.
All systems are functioning within normal parameters.
There is no law. There is no law.
So yeah, the holiday season is upon us, and if you need any more evidence of that, you can just pop over to the boards and look at some of the creative avatars that are going up, the creative holiday avatars that people are starting to put up. And one that I saw just a few moments ago when I was at Below Top Secret, checking out a thread that I want to talk about a little bit later, noticed Digitempi? I'm not really sure how to pronounce that that member's username, but Digitemp has a nice avatar up there. It's an animated avatar with a house and a Christmas tree in front of it, and a UFO kind of swoops down, and an alien gets off, and the alien walks towards you. It's actually a really nice creative avatar. Definitely some talented people out there making these things. And speaking of talent, I just got done listening to Just Generic's most recent podcast a few days ago. It was very good, very good. She shared with us some songs that she sang backing vocals on. You know, she definitely has a good voice, and the songs themselves were not bad at all. They were definitely acoustic in nature, you know, like an acoustic guitar and so on. And that definitely kind of goes with the holiday theme, because we're definitely in the middle of the holidays. You know, this is kind of like holiday time. You know, so it was really good. And when I listened to that, it got me thinking, or reminded me that I've got a folder on my computer with a lot of acoustic songs. So I kind of, you know, broke that open and started listening to a lot of those songs. A lot of them are really good. And, of course, a lot of those songs are from CDs that I've bought. But there are a few there that I downloaded from some of the PodSafe websites out there. And I wanted to go ahead and share some of those with you. As we get closer to Christmas and the holidays, I find my musical taste sort of shifting a little bit away from the harder rock type of stuff that I listen to, or the electronic music that I listen to, and start listening to some of the more calming, sort of soothing, but still songs that are a little bit more calming and soothing, but still have kind of like a little bit of a rock flair to it. But anyway, so yeah, let me go ahead and get underway here with a song that I wanted to play for you. And this is from podsafeaudio.com, and the artist's name is David Geelan. And the name of the song is Through These Eyes. I really kind of like this song because it has like this, like a little kind of a Celtic feel to it. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's kind of like in the background, it's kind of like a sound that kind of just kind of reminds you of kind of like a Gaelic song. And of course, the acoustic guitar and so on. So let's go ahead and get that song underway here, and hope you like it.
Suffering ensues. Show me where the end is, and I'll gladly join you. Can you tell me on again? Make me from there. Just
this message scare you? Baby, sure as hell scares me too. I can tell it I'm awake, 'cause I'm inside. I can tell it I'm awake, 'cause I'm
As I mentioned, Christmas is almost here. Or, you know, if you don't celebrate Christmas, maybe you celebrate Hanukkah or whatever the case is. But the holidays are here, and it's of course time to get out there and start doing that Christmas shopping. Get out there and buy those gifts. And one thing that I've always wanted, or every year what I want to do is I want to try and buy my gifts online. I am not a fan of shopping malls. I just can't stand the crowds. I can't stand the parking. If I could get into a mall, like if I could go to a mall, find a parking spot right away, get into the mall, get what I need, and get out, I wouldn't have too much of a problem with malls. But that's rare, and I mean that's rare even in the non-holiday seasons. But you get to the holidays, you start getting close to Christmas, those malls become a madhouse, and I pretty much absolutely refuse to go to them. I will do all my Christmas shopping online. But this year, for some reason, everybody that I need to buy gifts for, they're not telling me what they want. They're being very vague about it. I just asked my father a few days ago what he wants for Christmas, and he didn't give me anything specific. He's just, whatever you feel like getting me. You can give me a movie or something like that. And that just kind of makes it difficult because I could get online and go to these websites and just kind of like pick something, but one thing that I definitely like about Christmas is the satisfaction that I get when I give somebody a gift that they really like, and that I spent a little bit of time searching for, a gift that really kind of matches the person. And sometimes that's kind of hard to do online when you don't have any guidance from that person what they're looking for. For example, my stepmother, she was asking for a blanket that she could kind of wrap up in, while watching TV on those cold winter nights. And so I found like a nice blanket that actually has like a little pocket where you can put your feet and so on. But I was able to get that online. But, like I said, a lot of the people that I need to buy gifts for, they're really not being very specific about it. So I think as much as I don't want to, I will be heading to the mall this coming weekend. Yes, I will. And I am not looking forward to it. But what I plan on doing is getting there as early as I can. Get in, battle the crowds, walk around, try to find some gifts, and get out. Hopefully I'll be able to be out of there by noon. So And at least it won't be, it's not going to be super cold this coming weekend, so that won't make it, or that'll help it be a little bit better. And yeah, speaking of cold, just I guess a couple nights ago, we actually had some snow here in Washington, D.C. Very nice, very nice. I was watching TV. It was after work. I think it was last Thursday. It was after work, and I was watching some TV, just kind of like enjoying a beer, relaxing, winding down after a long day at work. And I kind of looked out the window, and I was, saw something falling from the sky. I was like, "What in the world is that?" I went over and looked out the window, and sure enough, there's snow. So that's kind of surprising. And I'm sure there are probably like some weather buffs out there that kind of watch this stuff all the time. I knew it was going to be cold, but I wasn't really expecting the snow. But you know, kind of started getting me into the holiday spirit there. So I went over and plugged the Christmas tree in, and turned off the TV and put it on a radio station here that we have that plays Christmas music, and just sort of kicked back and looked out the window and watched the snow fall and. Just had a relaxing evening. Definitely a good start. Definitely a good start for the holiday season. I hope you're having a good start for the holiday season too. I hope you're having a good start. And speaking of starting, let's go ahead and start the next song that I want to play for you. This song here is the name of the artist is Michael Martin, and the name of the song is Blood Red Roses. And this song, it's another acoustic song, equally as good as the first one that I played, but it's a little bit different. In the fact that the vocals, I think, add that extra element to the song, that extra element that kind of makes the song different and unique and also makes it good. So yeah, so let's go ahead and listen to this song. The artist is Michael Martin. The name of the song is Blood Red Roses. And once again, this is another song from podsafeaudio.com. So let's go ahead and listen to it.
Clothes are all I own. Throw down your blood red roses, go down. I've no friend in San Antonio. Throw down your blood red roses, go down. All your pieces and roses, I'm on blood red. My chance and I have flown. Throw down your blood red roses, go down. Chasing away through the frost and snow. Throw down your blood red roses, go down. All your peaks and roses, I want blood. Down your blood red roses.
If that's not a feel-good song, then I don't know what is. I mean, that's one of those songs where after you get done listening to it, you feel just a little bit better than you did before, at least for me anyway. I just thought that was definitely a good song. So, and speaking of feeling good, I wanted to go ahead and just chat a little bit about a thread that is going on over at BelowTopSecret.com. And the thread was started by Chisler. And the name of the thread is Help Me Pay It Forward. And if you're not familiar with what the term pay it forward means, it's when you do something nice for someone and you don't expect anything in return, nothing at all. You don't expect any type of compensation. You don't expect a thank you. I mean, you don't even expect recognition. I mean, that's really what the whole point of paying it forward is that you do something nice for someone and that person has no clue that you just did something nice for them. And in fact, they probably don't even know that you did something for them to begin with. So you know, really, it's kind of like to do something nice, and you just get a good feeling about it. And if you haven't checked out that thread, like I said, it's over on BelowTopSecret.com, and the name of the thread is Help Me Pay It Forward. And, you know, if you have any stories to share or any experiences with paying it forward, definitely go ahead and post it. I'm sure Chisler would like to see it. And there are a lot of good stories there. In fact, the story that Chisler shares was actually kind of nice. He actually went to a KFC to, you know, get some lunch, dinner, you know, what have you. And the person in front of him was a little bit rude, but no big deal. You know, Chisler says that probably that person just kind of like had a bad day. Well, anyway, this person gets up, you know, orders his food and tries to pay with a credit card, and the credit card's just not taking. You know, whether the guy punched in some wrong information or if he just had insufficient funds, but whatever the case is, this guy's credit card was just not being accepted. And by this time, after swiping it so many times, you know, the food was out there, and I guess the guy had, you know, eventually just kind of given up and was walking away. You know, head kind of hanging between his knees there. You know, I mean, that's kind of embarrassing, you know, when something like that happens. But anyway, Chisler, you know, kind of noticed that and motioned to the cashier there, you know, hey, you know, I'll go ahead and get it, you know, get this guy's food. So the cashier alerts the guy that, you know, hey, your credit card just went through. Come on and get your food here. And so Chisler went ahead and paid for this guy's food as well as his own, of course. And the guy, you know, probably has no idea. You know, one of those nice things that you do. And another good story there was posted by member Spaced Out. And Spaced Out went to McDonald's to get some food, you know, get some breakfast. And while there, noticed that that there was a homeless person who was, you know, asking for money. Unfortunately, the homeless person made the mistake of asking this particular guy, you know, for some money. And the guy just kind of in front of the guy's sitting there with his family, and in front of his family takes a dollar, you know, balls it up, tosses it on the floor. And so, you know, a Spaced Out notices this, gets in there, gets the dollar, tosses it back in the guy's face, and invites the homeless woman to get in line. Not only did Spaced Out buy the homeless person some food, but actually sat with the homeless person after you know, they had gotten the food. And you know, I guess it kind of made me laugh a little bit there at the end, because Spaced Out says that they went ahead and sat right next to this guy. So yeah, so there you go. You go, Spaced Out. Teach this guy a lesson. But yeah, you know, it's a good thread, and you know, if you have the chance, get over there and check it out. I've definitely kind of done my little bits of paying it forward, you know, helping out some of the homeless people here in Washington D.C. You know, when I'm walking to work or, you know, walking home from work. I guess one thing that I like to do is, If I you know, have an extra 5 or 10 that I can spare, I like to take the 5 and crumple it up and kind of wad it inside of a $1 bill there and drop that into the homeless person's money cup. You know, a little surprise there. Definitely along the lines of paying it forward. So yeah, so go over there and check out that thread. It's definitely a feel-good thread. Definitely good for the holidays. So thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope it was a good one. Hope it was a good one. Shared some of my opinions on going to shopping malls and mentioned a good thread over there at BelowTopSecret.com. So definitely played some songs that I think are pretty good. So anyway, until next time, take care of yourself and stay safe.
Transfer complete.
I feel much better now. I really do. I really do.
This has been a DC Fusion podcast. Show notes, including musical credits and links to sources, can be found online at blog.abovetopsecret.com. facebook.com/DCFusion.
There is no love.